Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where we are here watching Taylor.
Yes.
Our favorite TV show of all time.
Yes, our favorite person, our favorite artist, our favorite everything.
That's our girl.
Yeah, it really is.
Wreck Our Plans, that's our woman. Gia, what's going on today? How are you?
Good. Got unexpected Botox.
We love a surprise Botox. We love surprise Botox. Yeah. I, of course, had to abstain because I am loyal to Dr. Kim. Shout out Dr. Kim in the West Village.
Shout out.
I was free. Jealous.
I was like, I can't pass up a free opportunity to try. And I've always wanted to get a lip flip. Mm-hmm. But I just never.
Oh, in addition, that's right. Yeah. So you got a little lip flip.
Yeah, and a little on the forehead area.
And it's all settling in.
Yes.
And we'll notice a difference maybe in a week.
Yeah, maybe next week you guys will make, oh my God, who is that snatch queen with the beautiful lips?
Exactly. And you'll be like, damn, Gia, didn't know you had it like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. I look forward to that.
Me too. How are you?
Oh, good. You know. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you notice my necklace?
Love. I did notice it. It's so cute.
I got this necklace. It's a clock on my neck.
Is it from Etsy?
No, it is from, I'm about to pull up the girl because she did a fabulous job. I was talking to a friend of a friend. So I think a random person, honestly, messaged me and was like, my friend makes these watch chokers and you should get one. And I said, oh my God, for sure. And I did. I bought it. I think it was like $40 and it arrived. Damn, I meant to do this before we started to look up the girl's name. Oh, here we are. Creature Comforts. That is her. It's her Instagram is @creature.comforts_. And she makes jewelry. So much beautiful jewelry. She has a lot of watch jewelry, watch necklaces. Look how cool.
Yeah, I need something. Bullshit. I bought one from Etsy and I swear it was trying to possess me.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, I was really scared.
A Horcrux?
I think it had some sort of demon in it or something.
That's crazy.
That's really beautiful.
Were you on Etsy or were you on like Dolores Umbridge's
Etsy.
Poshmark?
I might have been, honestly. I don't know who the name of the brand was, but it was cool. And I tried to wear it for my birthday dinner.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get it off. And it just kept feeling like it was getting tighter and tighter. So I got scared.
It was trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
I know.
Well, thankfully, I don't feel that way with mine.
However, yours looks nice and loose.
It does feel right. I had to loosen it up.
Yeah,
though.
I don't
had it
like,
tighter.
Yeah.
And maybe your neck swells a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe.
All I know is this necklace experience has taught me that it is not easy to wear a watch choker.
No.
So kudos to Taylor, as always, for being effortless and wonderful
and
seemingly having no issue at all.
Yeah.
I also set mine at midnight like hers.
Love.
Mine's different though. It has like green on it, silver. Like it's not quite the same. But still loving it.
Still the idea
and I have,
is
like,
there.
I don't usually wear silver jewelry. I have a little silver ring on today.
Cute.
And you know, maybe some pearls because like, I don't know, pearl torture poets department. I'm just trying to
get
the vibe. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah. Pearls are definitely a torture poet department vibe.
That's how
I think.
Feel.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how I feel. So I'm just trying to get in the vibe, and shit's popping off. Shit's good.
Mm.
We're loving it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I have on my deck at the moment.
Mm.
Something we need to bring up.
Oh.
We are getting dragged.
Oh.
We're not really getting dragged anymore.
I think it's a 50-50 split of people saying that we're mean and other people saying that it's justified.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't really care that much though, because like,
I don't care either.
I'm sorry. It's just, I don't care if it's mean. It's a fact that that girl overreacted. Like, it's just
facts.
Is a fact.
I think what's getting lost, so we're currently, we're in a 50-50 battle with our fans, with the Taylor Watch fans. We're at odds, which, listen, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you might not like what we have to hear.
Yeah.
But we will be real with you always. But right now, the other day, our episode that came out the other day, we discussed this girl who, upon hearing that the favorite surprise song that she wanted at her Taylor Swift concert played at a concert that she was not in fact at, however, she was waiting outside the stadium, so she did kind of hear it live regardless.
Yeah.
We were talking shit on her reaction to missing out on a surprise song, which was absurd.
Like, I'm sorry, but like,
to be so, to like cry and scream or whatever, because
it's one thing to maybe like shed a tear or something. Yeah.
Yes.
To like scream like that is,
it's bratty. I'm sorry. It's
bratty. It is bratty.
The only way I can describe it is bratty. People, I think, are misunderstanding when they think like this girl's crying over Exile was the song because it means a lot to her and whatever. Oh, no. Baby girl, you cry your eyes out to Exile for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Do it. Always cry. Always cry to Taylor Swift song.
That's the
point.
That's
not what we're saying.
Yeah.
We're saying that we need to stop acting like bratty children when we don't get the songs we want yeah. at the Taylor Swift show that we're at. Like, we have to stop that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird and inappropriate, I think.
I think, exactly, it's inappropriate yes. for the time. And it's just,
it's
like...
It just sounds ungrateful. Something about it just, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. And I feel like sometimes...
I saw some comments that she went to the show the night before.
Yeah, something like that. Or, like, yeah. the night after or something. Yeah. I think she commented. She commented on it, being I'm fine. She's like, the grip has been gotten, and, like, it's all fine, yeah. whatever. She's like, I'm a dramatic person, blah, blah, girl, same. Like, yeah. we're all very dramatic. I cry, like, we were saying this last episode, that I was crying about that owl. I wasn't actually crying about that owl, but it was easy to squeeze yeah. very dramatic tears out so I could make a video looking like I'm crying like yeah. an owl. There are a lot of things people do behind the scenes when they're trying to get clicks, when they're trying right. to get views and whatever. But the thing that happens with Taylor Swift fandom and Swifties in general who go overboard like this is that there are Swifties who think that that behavior is not over the top on purpose or yeah. Over the top for the sake of being over the top. They think that it's real and then it will excuse that behavior moving forward. And it just doesn't. Like, it doesn't. Like, if that girl was having a hard time and, you know, she's crying her eyes out, she hears that song, it means a lot to her, and she's inside the concert, like, it's a little different, I think. Even still, I'd be like, chill. But I think it's more, for me, this situation is, don't set a precedent for people to act like that when they don't get the song that they mm-hmm. want. Is all I'm saying.
I agree.
And I was arguing with people in the comments. Like, it was bothering me a lot yesterday because I was like, people, this is crazy. Like, I will not back down on this because yeah. that is crazy. And even the girl commenting was like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
What I didn't like was how people were commenting, like, using that Taylor Swift quote. They're like, the worst type of person is someone who, like, makes fun of someone else for getting excited about things. No. On the Taylor Watch account, I responded to someone. I said, I don't think she's that excited.
No.
I don't,
like,
think she's
excited
at all.
She was angry. That's what people too. And that quote, we need to stop weaponizing that quote, by the way.
Yeah.
Nobody should weaponize that quote. I think that that quote is for people who maybe are excited about something, are pumped up about something, whatever, and people try to make you feel stupid yeah. for liking something or like
or like going all out for the Eras Tour concert.
Totally.
And like,
that's what she means by that. She doesn't mean that it's okay to have an exorcism outside of the stadium and then post it online for clicks and views and expect everyone to be like, yes. Like, No. That's not what Taylor Swift meant. And I feel confident in that. Like, there's just no way. And I do think it's annoying that people try to weaponize that quote all the time, because I do think that, like, sometimes, like, yes, everybody can do you. You do you all the time. Do what you want to do. I do sometimes think, though, that people lose touch with reality when it comes to posting online. Like, they want the attention online. I mean, this is literally the job we work at. Like, we do these things. We're over-exaggerated a lot of the times on purpose. Like, it's a place where you can let these emotions fly and, like, do whatever you want, say whatever you want, and, like, look insane. But we know that we're doing it for the conversation online.
Yeah.
Like, that is the purpose for it. If you're doing this, you know, at home or you're on your own, you're not, like, in media or something, and you're just, like, posting these things, you have to expect mixed feedback. Because nobody knows what's real.
Yeah.
That's what's tough.
Yeah.
So I had to get that off my chest.
No,
I
saw some stuff on TikTok about it, and I was just like, you know what? Like, it's
not that deep.
Yeah, it's not that deep, and, like, you can't deny that it was an overreaction.
No,
and
right.
it's not
it's
like
crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's wild stuff. We needed to clear that up. Is about the reaction to losing a surprise song, not a reaction to crying about Taylor Swift. Cry about Taylor Swift literally until your dying breath. Like, that's, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. Feel emotions, feel as hard as you can all the time. But remember, if you're going to record yourself and then post it online, that there's going to be some discourse.
Yeah.
And if you look like a brat because you're having a tantrum because you didn't get the song that you wanted, then I'm going to call you a brat.
Yeah, I agree.
That's it. That's just the end of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that aside, like I said, it's been bothering me now for, like, as you can tell, I've been, like, gearing up
it's just, like,
this.
So silly.
Just bothered the fuck out of me. And the girl commented, it's fine. It's all fine. Nobody worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
But I think, too, that in general, sometimes, not just this girl, Swifties need to get a grip sometimes.
Yeah.
And remember that this is reality. And as much as we want to push our emotions onto Taylor Swift and onto these concerts and feel and like use it as an outlet to like feel, yes, we have to do all that. But you also have to remember that this is a society.
Yeah.
This is a society.
Yeah. It's just silly to me that people are like, I don't know, like, why are you judging? Like, it's just like, how do you not judge? Like, how, I don't know.
It's
I don't want to sound like a bitch. And I really like, it's I get it. Like, I wish that I could explain it in a way.
Personally, I'm okay sounding like a bitch after I saw the response. I was like, chill.
Yeah.
Like, even last time, like, we were talking about it, and I was like, no judgment. I judge if you respond in a brat way to something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge you for crying and feeling big emotions.
Yeah, like, that's what I was going to say. Like, trust me, I have cried, overreacted over a million things. It's just like, time and place and reasoning. It's just like, you're allowed to be dramatic. You're allowed to do all those things.
Always.
But yeah, time and place for sure.
I encourage it, actually. I encourage drama. Always. Yeah, yeah. Feel whatever you want to feel. But right, remember about posting online. And don't, like, I worry that it gets to the point where, like, people try to one-up each other online. Mm. And so then everybody's just trying to, like, you have to remember that. Like, people do things for clicks and views online, and they'll video themselves and they'll post themselves, and that's the reaction that they want. They want the conversation. They want all this stuff. But that doesn't mean that it's always normal behavior.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, there's a lot of kids on TikTok. I worry about the youth. I worry about the people who excuse it. Like, because you can tell the people commenting on that being like, mean girl energy, whatever. You can tell that they're all like teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like kids who are young. And I'm like, no. The girls who know understand.
The girls who get it, the girls that get it. The girls who don't.
The girls who don't. And they'll get it. They'll get it in 10 years, but they don't get it right
now. Yeah, exactly.
So
it seems like most people
gripe.
Were like, it's just a little much.
It evened out.
Yeah.
But it was bothering me. And I don't want anyone to think that we are dismissing feelings. That I think is what bothered me last night. Because again, I'm one of the most dramatic people I know. And I hate when my feelings are dismissed.
Yeah.
So I don't want that to be misinterpreted.
Yeah. Agreed.
So it's just something that like I said, it's been weighing on my mind since yesterday. But apart from that, someone else who is having a hard time keeping his emotions in check, we just have to mention it quickly. Our man Scott Swift. Scott Swift is back in the news.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know.
No, we're Team Scott on this. Hard.
Yeah,
hard.
Yeah. I don't think that he, well, obviously, if you guys don't know, he is in under legal trouble. I don't know if it got resolved or not.
I don't even think that it actually amounted to anything. So
I thought he tried to sue him.
He did, but I think it was like, I'm suing you. Like,
oh,
I don't think
okay.
it was actually like, it might've been like a
I'm threat.
Suing you. And they, like a threat. And then the like Taylor and Scott's team responded like, fucking try.
Right.
But Taylor was leaving her hotel in Australia, or I assume her hotel.
They're leaving
in
like a ferry. They're like walking off a ferry.
Oh yeah, something.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get somewhere.
Yeah, get to
certainly not looking for paparazzi, whatever. She had a umbrella covering her like, head and body, like clearly trying to not like make a scene. And Scott's walking next to her, and these paparazzi come around and they're yelling, they're doing this, they're doing that. Scott Swift flips them off, which love, obsessed.
Yeah, it's so
right?
funny.
That was all the same.
Yeah, same thing.
Flips them off, incredible. And then after that, Taylor's like getting into the car. And Scott yelled at one of the paparazzi. Didn't touch anybody. Didn't do anything. There are multiple camera angles, like we've seen it. But this guy, this paparazzi guy, I guess in Australia, is notorious.
Yes.
For this.
Yeah.
And
he's tried
to
do this
people.
To Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
I've heard, saw online.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. He's just looking for a cash grab.
Of course. So whenever you see, and I didn't even blog this story about Scott because I was like, I don't even need people assuming that this is true.
I think John Rich did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
The fuck, John Rich. Oh. If neither of us are blogging about we're not blogging about it on purpose. Like,
I know.
That's what's crazy to me. Whatever. I'll have a word with John Rich. What did he fucking say about it?
I didn't read it, but he just said like Scott Swift, like Taylor Swift's dad is under fire or something like that.
Come on.
But yeah, it just seems very obvious that it was the bodyguard that like kind of pushed him out of the way.
No, completely.
And that's his job. So like, I don't really know, but.
Completely. And also too, like, I don't like the narrative that that Scott, so yeah, Taylor Swift's dad's under investigation. Yeah, like this is exactly the headline I don't want out.
Yeah.
Like, this is the Taylor Swift's dad is under investigation for allegedly attacking a paparazzi. No, we don't want that. We don't even want the narrative out there, but whatever, John Rich, fucking idiot. So if people don't understand what we're doing here.
I know.
But so that's where like where my problem lies is that these paparazzi, regardless if they get a money grab or not, They want that punchy headline. They yeah. want this news cycle churning. Yeah. They want people to question Scott, question the Taylor Swift's whole like,
family,
staff, whatever. It's another attempt to bring someone down.
Yeah.
And we have to ignore these fucking people. It's
crazy. I mean, just
do you think Scott Swift's beating the shit out of a paparazzi?
Yeah,
get over
like, he's
it.
Like the
get
nicest guy ever. He's like handing out sandwiches. Like, it's just very obvious that this guy is looking for money and attention or whatever. But I just feel like this is a common occurrence with paparazzi. Like everywhere, they're just so fucking rude.
They're vile
and loud and vile, and they don't care about personal space. They don't care about like respect. They just. Like they'll do anything for a good photo, and it's just it's become a really gross, like I don't know, parasocial relationship between paparazzi and celebrities. Like I feel like if paparazzi were like nice and respectful, like celebrities would maybe give them like
they could have a
you know like some sort of relationship.
Well, you
where,
know why they can't, Gia? Is because like you give an inch, they take a mile.
Right?
Like, there is no bargaining, reasoning with these people.
Yeah.
Like, what a quick photo is not enough. They want 100 photos. They want a conversation. They want video. They want this, and then it's like if you build up a relationship with the paparazzi, that's what they do. They just try to take and take and take.
Yeah.
And it's sick.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, sick. Like you see, like all these like. Videos like Rachel Zegler is the first person that comes to my mind. She's like posing for pictures and like they're just screaming at her, and she's like, "You can talk to me like I'm a human,
right? You don't
like,
yell at me.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna run away. Like,
yeah.
what the fuck?
It's just
like,
very, very disrespectful the way that they like yell and scream and flash people in the face and like it's freaking a 7-year-old Saint West like
it's
basketball
crazy.
Game. Like, why are you
right? And we've talked about that before.
Yeah,
it's
showering them with flashes of cameras. It's just crazy to me. That's like the one thing I'll never. If I was ever famous like that, I don't think I would ever be able to have a good run with the paparazzi because I feel like I would just be in the news for being so disrespectful. Because
no, without question. Like,
yeah.
I would snap in 2 seconds. Like the second the paparazzi were screaming at me,
second
I'd be
like, come back here,
shut the fuck up.
I'd be like, yeah.
I'd like get in a fight in
like,
2 seconds.
Like, who do you think you are? Yeah.
I'm about to get in a fight if like I'm walking in the hallway and someone gives me attitude as I walk by here. I'd be like, oh, really, bitch? I'll fucking kill you. Like, that's how... It's I have no control over the anger. You know?
Yeah,
it's
I
tough.
Get that.
So,
it is tough.
Paparazzi will get it.
Yeah. So I just think Scott Swift, like, it just it'll die. It'll die off. I feel like it already has.
I feel like it too.
Because this guy, I don't know.
Despite
it doesn't
John
seem
Rich blowing it up on Barstool Sports, which by the way is why I'm bringing it up now because Kevin made a fucking or no
1 minute man.
Somebody made he made a 1 minute man about that girl, which is also
because
I was like, I don't now want like people whatever. No, I think somebody. I saw somebody else talking about it and it made me nervous. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All I know is that Scott Swift is innocent.
Yeah.
And he is the father of a nation.
Yeah.
And the father of the most important woman in the world.
Yeah, agreed.
And he has done no wrong.
Yeah, I think this whole thing is blown out of proportion. I don't think he would ever throw hands at a paparazzi. Like, what? Like, it just makes no sense, especially when she has so many bodyguards.
Completely.
He's just looking for money.
Absolute lunacy. What's going on with Travis? He's been laying low the past couple of days, right?
Yeah, he has been laying low. I read a article about how his offensive coordinator or someone said that ever since he started dating Taylor Swift, like he's a changed man, like he's become a better man. Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, it was a very sweet sentiment from his coach.
Oh, I love that so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I also saw maybe Andy Reid said that Taylor Swift made them
Pop-Tarts?
Made Pop-Tarts?
All of the offensive line Pop-Tarts.
That's so cute.
So cute, yeah. And I guess she's posted
so
her
sweet.
Pop-Tarts online before, like on TikTok or something a really long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I saw a screenshot of homemade Pop-Tarts, but I wasn't sure if they were actually hers.
Yeah. He said, this is Dave Merritt, the defensive backs coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. He said, she actually affected the team in a positive way. It wasn't a negative way. Everyone was so excited and Travis was happy. So when my brother is happy beside me, that helps me and that encourages me. And so Travis came in there a different man. So she helped us.
I love hearing that.
So cute.
Good, 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 good. Just positivity all around. That's
that's
what they need to do is just surround themselves with the positive.
Oh, wait, interesting.
Parts. Oh, what?
He said, Merritt added that Swift had started coming around to the stadiums privately before the news of their relationship came out. She was coming into the stadiums without people really knowing until the camera put a big spotlight on it. Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So was she coming to other games?
Come to games
before? Or maybe
before?
She just visited during practice or something?
She must have. Because if she had come to games prior to the one where we all saw her at.
Right.
There's no way.
Right. Unless they snuck. Yeah, it's crazy. I just saw the little anecdote. Yes, I mean, we've known that they've like they were talking before or like hanging out, or did they start dating before she came? Yes, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that was the concert that Travis went to was July.
Yeah.
And then very shortly after that is when they got together and had gone out and like had been doing whatever. And then the first game she went to, I think, was early September.
September.
So there was a month of time. So, yeah, so maybe she showed up for like practice or yeah. during the day, you know, Arrowhead, like tour of Arrowhead.
Yeah, you might as well. Wow. It'd be really cool.
And I can't believe that didn't get out.
I know. Like, yeah, no, that took, it was like a little brief tidbit in this article.
Total respect.
Yeah, shout out Dave Merritt. Obsessed. We love you, Dave.
Love you, Dave.
Yeah.
How cute. Oh my God. Very love nice. That. Great. That's good news. Good news.
Yeah. But that's all I saw. All I saw recently about Trav.
Well, good. It's been a slow couple days, as it should be. We know, of course, refresher. Singapore is next. Singapore, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then next Saturday, Sunday, Monday, similar situation.
Yeah. Very excited.
Did we figure out the time difference between Singapore? No. I want to say they're less.
Oh, also someone pointed out that Paris wouldn't be the last announcement of whatever extra song.
Oh.
Because the album will be out by then.
Oh my God, so true.
Yeah.
But then maybe that's part of it. Like Ooh. Acceptance, like the album's out. Right. We know it. We hear it. We know the story now.
Right.
Accepting. Who knows? So let's see. All right, they're 13 hours ahead of Eastern Standard Time. So similar vibes to
Australia.
Similar to Japan.
Oh, Japan.
Japan was 14. Singapore's 13. So let's see. I love doing the math on this. Friday night. Hold on. Let me try to do it in my head. If it starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday, 6:54, it would be 4 a.m. on Friday.
Right? That makes sense. Yeah. I think.
Because in Japan, it was... It started at 6 because it had to start early.
Okay.
So if it starts at 7 in Singapore, it'll be 4 a.m.
Interesting. Oh,
Friday
God.
At 4 a.m. if you're up. I don't think I'm going to do it. I did it pretty good for the first couple ones, but Australia really threw me off. That was hard.
Yeah, that's...
Because that was like started at 2, surprise songs at 4. Like I would wake up for surprise songs, but then like it was tough.
That's really discombobulating getting up that early.
It is crazy. And you know, the weekends. I need my sleep, y'all. I need my beauty sleep. But I keep talking about this app, and they message me sometimes. They're not the Swift Alert app.
Yeah, Swift Alert.
No one's, you know, they're, it's not like an ad or anything, but it is really helpful for those of us who are obsessive compulsively track like the songs and the outfits and whatever. It's really good. There's all kinds of filtering systems to look through it, and it's just a good time.
Nice. Fun.
So download that if you're like hardcore with the surprise songs, the outfits, the whatever. Download that app for sure.
Nice.
That's good. Shall we check with the people?
Yes.
What's going on? How are our people today?
Get into it.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. Big fan. I watch you guys every Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yay.
I have fallen down the Taylor rabbit hole, and I'm just obsessed with almost every one of her movements. Which got me wondering, obviously she's Taylor Swift. We will always be fascinated by whatever she's doing. And obviously this is the new relationship. That's why we're all so invested. Mm-hmm. But do you think it'll ever quiet back down in her world for her and Travis to be together more secretly? Like the plane is being followed to like Honolulu and he's over here and like people are literally tracking their every move. Do you ever think it'll calm down just a bit? And is this just because we all got to see so much that that's why we all have this hive mind of wanting to know every second that they're breathing?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. I hope I'm featured on the episode.
Yay. Thanks, girl.
Yay. And here you are.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Love that so much. I think she's spot on. I think that it's because this is a new relationship.
Yeah.
I think that she's on tour.
And like the fact that it's like the football player too.
Right.
Like,
it's all very top of mind and we're all being so nosy. I think once the tour is over, it'll be a lot less Taylor.
I don't even know though, because I feel like even when I don't know. Just
I feel like
when
so
she
much
goes
to keep
out,
track of, you know?
Like even when she goes out, like everyone's so I think maybe the headlines, like her breathing, like everything being a headline, like will die down.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the Taylor Swift, like, I don't know. I hope that she doesn't die down in her, like, adventures, like where she like goes out and about, and like, of course, I don't want her to like go back into like hiding. You know what I mean?
We hope, yeah. Right? No, oh, right. 100%. We want her to keep living her life.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think that people won't like. It'll start to get weird if people are starting to track her just day to day life.
Yeah.
Versus, right now people are so interested because she has this massive tour going on.
Yeah.
Everyone's excited to see her. We're paying attention to the surprise songs. What do they mean? New album coming out. She's got the new boyfriend. Is he going to be there? Is he not going to be there? Like, I feel like there are the tour adds an element of like, okay, we're going to, we want to know what's going on in between and behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But I think once the tour is over and once they are just hanging out and just having a regular life and she's living in New York, like, there can't be like, you know, 1,000 paparazzi outside of her house every single day if she's there for like a month. Like,
yeah,
she can't,
at a certain point, it's right. Like, okay, we got it.
Like, she can't stay. Like, does that mean that she can't stay in her like New York apartment without, you know, 1,000 people outside every day?
Right.
That's just not sustainable. That just seems so crazy. And people aren't as interested in that. And like, I would at that point start to feel weird. I'd be like, okay, she's just leaving her house to like get coffee. Like, why is there a paparazzi photo? What are we doing here? I do think that anytime she tries to go into, Electric Lady Studios, we'll still get pictures of that because that, of course, lends, you know, where she's recording. Who knows what she's recording?
Right.
I also think, here's what I think. The Eras Tour, when the Eras Tour is over and all the re-records are done, I think is when people are going to start being like, all
she's right. She's like Thanos, like, yeah. Now I can finally rest.
Now I can rest for a little while at the very least. Yeah. Like, I certainly think that will relax it a little bit. But then at the same time, who knows? She's a mastermind.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like after the tour, like, I don't know. Maybe she'll come out with another album and she's going to do a whole press tour for it. I don't know.
I would love if she does a press tour.
She talks about how, like in her Grammy speech, she was like, you know, this is what makes me happy. Like, this is what I love doing every day. So I don't know. I just feel like I don't see it dying down for like a long time.
Do you think that she's going to do a press tour for the new album? Has to, right? She's off that whole time. Off all April.
I don't know. I guess so. I would love to see her. No, definitely not. She does not need.
She can breathe. And
she's like Beyonce, like Folklore. Like, it came out at midnight. She was like, hey, I have an album. And it was like one of the best. And it won a Grammy. You know? Yeah. Like, she doesn't, she does not need to do any press, I don't think. But it would be fun to see her on like Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel or something, like she did for Red, Taylor's version.
I would be really curious to know if she were needing to do press. Like, no, she would never need to do press, but I would be curious to see if people would ask her things about this album specifically because it's like about Joe, obviously, or a lot a lot of pieces about Joe. I wonder if people would ask her those questions, like, okay, so this is another breakup album. This is another whatever.
Right.
How would she handle?
And that's so annoying.
It is so annoying because especially now, like, it's always been annoying, but for some reason it's like extra annoying now. Ask herself, like, don't ask her that. Like, let her. She's letting us in as much as she wants to let us in. Like,
I also feel like people probably. I feel like her PR or whoever, like Tree, like probably be like, hey, like don't like ask these types of questions.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because you know how some celebrities are, like, they do interviews. Like, I feel like. Like, they'll be like, hey,
people
like, don't
here,
bring
like,
this.
Don't mention this. Don't
say that. Yeah, I was going to say that, but not, I was like, I don't know if I should. Yeah. But yeah.
No, that happens everywhere. Everybody's like, hey, don't bring up the one thing that everybody like wants to talk about.
Yeah.
But it's like major drama gossip, so we can't. Like, that always happens.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I'll be very curious. But I do think, I'm sure there will be a lull. She needs a break.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
At some point.
Totally.
I would think.
Okay.
Hey, guys. My name is Steph Funk. I am a 33-year-old from Illinois.
Hey, girl.
And I am calling today with kind of a question of what do you feel like is Taylor's saddest lyric of all time? I bring this up a lot to people because it's my favorite question to ask, just knowing her discography so well. Her writing is kind of the most important thing to me out of the music. And I personally believe her saddest lyric ever is, if I can't relate to you anymore, then who am I related to? From Coney Island.
Ooh,
it just hits me literally every single time, and there's a lot of food for thought in that sentence. So I just wondered, what is your opinion on this? And if anyone else kind of feels like they would die on that hill, because I would die on the hill that is her saddest lyric ever, because I've lived kind of a situation like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just seems so realistic to me.
Yeah,
so, true.
Would love to hear your opinion. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks, girl.
Oh, thanks, girl. You too. Love that. Age twins. That is such a hard question.
I know.
Only because obviously Taylor has endless sad lyrics. And I think what makes them some more sad than others really depends on your own personal life experiences.
Yeah.
Like there are songs that I'll cry. Like I said, I can cry to Cardigan every single time.
Yeah.
Heartbeat on the High Line once in 20 lifetimes. Like, yeah. That's not even a sad lyric, but I like hear that
it
and
is
I sob my fucking eyes out,
yeah.
You know, cause it means something to me. But there are so many things, so many emotions that she expresses that really like hurt to feel.
Me and Madeline were kind of having this conversation when I was in Chicago.
Oh yeah.
Because we were listening to Reputation and on New Year's Day, like, please don't ever be, please don't
it's ever like, become a stranger
whose laugh I could recognize anywhere.
Yeah.
Such a sad lyric.
Sad as fuck.
Because that song is so beautiful, like, about, like, being in love with someone. And it's just like, please, like, don't leave me. Like, please don't.
That's
like,
but even that, I feel like it goes even deeper than that. Like, it's like, please don't become a stranger who's
he's like, anywhere
you
go,
like, it paints a picture. Yeah. Like, imagine you're walking down the street or you're at a restaurant or you're at a bar or something.
And you hear and it's like
that person's laugh.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know who that is, but I can't even, like, we're strangers now.
Yeah.
And
it's
I'm
like
not
a
gonna
gut wrenching. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to just look.
We were
every
saying.
Every time you get questions like these with lyrics, I need to look.
I know.
What else were you saying?
Honestly, I think Happiness is like one of her saddest songs. Like, All the Years
Happiness
I've Given
is
just shit we're dividing up. So sad.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's the one?
Let me go do.
I Can't Make You Go Away by Making You a Villain. I guess it's the price I pay for 7 years in heaven, and I pulled your body into mine every goddamn night. Now I get fake niceties. So good.
I'm looking at Mirrorball.
Yeah.
That's another one, too. Like, I personally think, and it's the symbolism behind it,
yeah.
The deeper meaning for me. It's that you'll find me on my tallest tiptoes, spinning to my highest heels, shining just for you. Like, to me, that's like, I will do anything to like, make you happy. And that's me, like, I'm doing all I can and overexerting myself, and I'm only doing it for you. Like, I know that that's, again, not like the saddest lyric, but sometimes these things are just like, oh, Illicit Affairs maybe gets me. I'm just looking through the list now. Let's see.
Even like what's it's like.
I like that you
pulled
you
the car off the road on the way down. Could have followed my fears all the way down.
Pull
my car off the road to the lookout. Could have followed my fears all the way down.
All
like
the way down. Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. The You Showed Me Colors You Know I Can't See with Anyone Else.
Yeah,
like that,
yeah,
I'll
cry
my eyes out to that. Let me think about
You're Losing Me.
Yeah, You're Losing Me, Forget It. You Say I Don't Understand and I Say I Know You Don't. Like,
yeah.
Like those kind of things. You're losing
How can you love
thing.
Someone you can't tell is dying? Ugh.
I love the line, I'm getting tired even for a phoenix always rising from the ashes. Love that part of this song. I mean, there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many.
It's impossible.
That Coney Island one was really good, too.
That was a really good example. Yeah. I'm also trying to think, too, of, like, let me go back to...
And I'm sitting on a bench in Coney Island wondering where did my baby go?
Ugh. Flashbacks. That's the merry-go.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oh, God. We're so stupid, Gia.
What?
How about Clean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like looking through the songs.
10 months over.
Yeah.
Just because you're clean doesn't mean you don't miss it.
Yep. Right.
Literally.
Rain came pouring down on us dry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I would like to actually, I'm going to give myself homework.
Okay.
For next Thursday's episode in honor of this song, I would like to go through, I'm going to do this. You can do this too if you want.
Okay.
But I'm going to go through and find my favorite, saddest lyrics, because that's something that I've wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
And I procrastinate and I'm like, oh, whatever. I like know them when I hear them. But I would like a deep dive and to maybe pick a line from every song and then like narrow them down.
Yeah,
I'll do something about it, because I think that this question is so good and difficult that I want to give it its proper attention, because me just thumbing through her discography right now off the top of my head is not good enough.
So I really think I'll get back to you. That line in New Year's Day is like up there
no,
for
you're,
me.
You're 100% right on that. You're 100% right on that. God, there's so many.
There's so many good ones.
And it really, too, depends on like your own personal experience and how much you feel it. Like even that in my head, the you show me colors, you know, I can't see. Yeah. But like if I.
Like
listen, if I
ricochet.
Like I could cry.
If
right
I'm dead
now,
to you, why are you at the wake
yes.
cursing my name?
Oh, yeah, Gia.
Yeah. You turn into your worst fears.
Fuck.
Oh, so good. Tossing out blame, drunk on this pain, cursing out the good years, and you're cursing
and
my
still
name.
Talk to
yeah.
you.
When I'm screaming at the sky, I can't sleep at night. You'll hear my stolen lullaby.
Yeah. Almost.
So good.
Sorry for these high notes.
Yeah.
But it's like you have to sing them like that. But that's it really, man, so many of these
yeah,
songs get
so
me
many.
In a way.
So many.
I will report back with my findings.
Yeah.
And New Year's Day, I think, is a really good one.
Really good one, yeah. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, ladies. This is Kim.
First
hey, Kim.
Off,
hey, Kim.
If this is playing right now and I'm listening to it, I am dying dead.
Ah,
I love you guys. You're
we
the
love
best.
You too, Kim.
I love your podcast. Look for it every single week. I love it so much. I am a new Swiftie.
Perfect.
Just welcome, Kim.
Kind of rediscovered her. This past summer, I'm going to get emotional already.
Oh, my God, me too, Kim.
I think she's absolutely amazing. I talk her up to all my friends. They all laugh at me, but they're all starting to come around real awesome. Mm-hmm. I have a little question about Reputation. By the way, I'm a Reputation girl.
Love it, of course.
It was kind of the first album I listened to from front to back. And this summer, with the Travis story, I just thought, this is an absolute manifestation for Travis. Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand
you're not crazy,
Joe,
Kim.
You are not.
Whatever, bleh, Joe. But this is like a manifestation of Travis. And I feel a little nuts because I'm like, she's magical. But she is.
She is.
And
yeah.
This is amazing for her. Am I crazy? I don't think so.
No, Kim.
By the
not.
Way, F Kanye. King KK forever. Love you guys. And by the way, I love you. Love you, love you, love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep talking about Taylor unapologetically. That's why I listen to you, because I know it's going to be Team Tay Tay all the time.
Yep.
Yay! Thanks for having me. Bye,
oh
guys.
My God,
thanks,
Kim.
You're a
so
legend.
Sweet.
You're literally
a
legend.
My cheeks are over smiling so hard from
she's
that voicemail.
She's so sweet. What a sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
Kim, for
that so much.
And no, you're not crazy at all.
No.
Because it's true. Taylor Swift is magic. Unfortunately, like the only solution to everything that happens and the way things fall into
it's
place
like,
and everything
she
is that she's magic.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. This is a magical being.
Yeah, like to write Endgame about mm-hmm. Joe is so silly.
It also never made sense. Like it never
no, it
made
never made
sense.
Like big Reputation. Like
ooh,
I'm sorry, Joe has
about that is a
does
football
not
song.
Have a big rep. Yeah,
and
I want to be your A team. Like what?
First,
want to be your first string? Yeah.
I also think too. I remember that Endgame came out, and that year they used it in like a football commercial. Like it wasn't like, and maybe that's why in my head it's always been tied.
Yeah.
But then for real though, the lyrics, I want to be your end game, first string, A team. Like,
yeah,
I feel
like
there
like,
are other parts in that song too that are just so football coded.
Totally.
Like, all right. This makes sense. And you're right.
You and
like,
me would be a big conversation.
Yeah. Like it's end game is a crazy, like, manifest or not manifestation. What's the, what's it called? When it's like prediction?
Is it not manifestation? Like putting it out into the world, kind of?
I guess it is. I guess
but
it
yeah,
is
I don't
manifestation.
Know.
I'm trying to think of the word, like where you go back and you're like, damn, that was almost like an Easter egg unintentionally.
Right.
Like how the Simpsons do it all the time. Like when you see some, like the Simpsons will put out a
video.
Like
a prediction?
Yeah, prediction maybe is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but like in the same way that the Simpsons will do an episode on something and then it will come true like 10 years later. And is the same thing that's now happening with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to wrap your head around, but as a fellow Reputation girly, I also listen to Reputation now, and it to me, none of it sounds like Joe.
I know.
Like, and
like
maybe
don't blame me. I feel like fits Travis
you think,
so
like,
perfectly.
You think Joe Allen's jump in your bones
ready
like that.
Ready for it. Like
in the way of your love.
Baby,
your
let the games
crazy.
Begin. Let the games begin.
Not a chance. Not
yeah,
a chance.
And like I feel like Getaway Car could even apply with like Matty Healy.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
But also Getaway Car, she's in the, literally in the car with Travis throwing her arms up.
Yeah,
first time he took her out in his like, you know, his Camaro or whatever he was driving.
Yeah.
And I think now, I remember tweeting this a couple weeks ago, but unfortunately, I don't make the rules, and the entire discography, all the love songs, apply now to Travis. And so if it fits in seamlessly, it just fits in seamlessly. And I've never, like, tried to fit in one of her boyfriends into all of her songs that's fit more perfectly than with Travis. Even as far as Invisible String, which she won't even sing out loud right now because it's still too soon.
Yeah.
And that song was, like, basically for Joe.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it, like, it could also be for Travis.
Right.
Like, it's just crazy how these things go, you know?
Yeah, it is crazy. That she just, I think it just always proves, like, I don't know what she does, but she has special powers. She has special magic.
Manifesting really must be it, huh?
The queen of manifesting.
Right.
Everything just, like, the whole Coney Island and the Albatross and the Bowery Hotel, the fact that that all lines up like that, like, it's just crazy. The Clara Bow is on the corner of Sunset and Vine. Like,
it's crazy, right?
Crazy, crazy,
things,
crazy.
Things just work out,
yeah.
Always. And it's hard to, like, and even if we were to say, like, no, it's not magic, it's just careful planning years in advance.
Yeah.
Even in that way, I'm
still
like, well, she's a fucking genius then.
Yeah.
It's like, And I think it's a little mix of both. I think it's the universe is always on her side, and also she's an extremely intelligent individual.
Yeah.
But
she's
like,
so creative.
The foresight of, like, Clara Bow is a great example.
Yeah.
The foresight of putting Sunset and Vine in Gorgeous, and then having Clara Bow and her whole story be on she would have had to have known that when she wrote Gorgeous. And then
so crazy.
Wrote the Clara Bow song and knowing I'm going to be going through a bad breakup in 10 years.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just it's hard to wrap your head around something like that. And
I
do believe that she, like, keeps these little notes and, like, applies them to her life and whatever. But however she does it, it looks like magic.
Yeah, it is.
And that's why we're
captivated. Yeah, literally.
How else, you know? We're in awe of her.
Literally, everything.
Brain.
Yeah,
we're in awe of her brain.
Yeah. This isn't really a question, but I thought it was a good idea.
Oh, good.
Hi, ladies. Love your podcast. I'm a new Swiftie and learning all the magical stories, meanings behind them of Taylor's albums. However, it's all so new and overwhelming when people talk about certain things and not understand or participate in the conversations. Mm. But was curious if you'd have a Taylor Swift 101 series about her albums, what the songs mean, and who she was with at the time, et cetera, et cetera. Help a new Swiftie get up to speed.
Wow.
I think that's a really
like
good idea.
Sounds like something we need to do. And you know what? That's a very excellent idea.
Really, really, really good idea. Shout out. She didn't say her name. I wish she did. But shout out to this person because I would love to do something like that.
I would love to do that too.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Sometimes I want a refresher too. Because especially the early albums, early years when I was a more casual fan.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan, but I was a much more casual fan all the way up, honestly, and through 1989. I was very casually her fan. Always loved the music. Could take it or leave her, like, as a person. Wasn't involved in, like, all the lore. Like, didn't really know everything.
Right.
When Reputation came out, it became like she was someone to rally behind because she was wronged by someone else. And it was like, I can't believe that any of us even, like, judged or spoke about her in this way. And then she just became someone that I personally, and I'm sure a lot of other Swifties too, felt the need to then defend to the death forever.
Yeah.
And that's where it really started to, like, turn. And I think that we need to revisit her history.
I agree.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And the different things that were going on in her life at the time, like all the awards that she won, all the people that she worked with along the way. Fabulous. Let's do it. Let's absolutely
very
do
down
it.
For that.
We'll do it.
Okay. Should we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. This one's fun. Hey, girls. Just listened to the most recent episode. Gia, you have to go to Paris with Kelly. That's been confirmed.
Yes, we're going. Woo.
Yeah. Anyway.
Bonjour.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Croque madame.
Swift.
Yes, French. Oh, my God. We need to get French onion
French
soup.
French onion soup. Duh. French onion soup. Literally worldwide.
Yeah. Duh.
That's
worldwide,
so
literally.
Oh God,
in the origin.
You gotta make reservations. Yeah. All my friends are. I don't know if it's me dropping the ball or what. I, like, the scale of it and how many people there are is like making me like, ugh.
Yeah, that's
but
a lot.
So I need to figure out what my other, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking nonsense. Keep going.
Anyway, had a random question that I've been posed before, and I would love to get your guys' thoughts on it. If you had to categorize each album into a season, what would it be? Some are very obvious. I think Red is fall and Evermore is winter. Ooh. But others are definitely up for debate. Curious to get your perspective. Keep up the good work. Podcast is awesome.
That is thanks, girl. Another. Yeah, thank you so much for the sweet compliments. And thank you seriously to everybody who writes in.
Yeah,
calls
seriously,
in,
thank you guys.
Like, this is
it's
great.
So nice.
And this is the best. Like, we've always said, this
it's
is the
so
best
fun.
Day. Like,
yeah.
I love doing this day. But that's an amazing question.
But that's interesting to me because Evermore to me is fall, but also Red is fall to me too. I think
Red is
Folklore
fall to me
is winter to me. Mm-hmm. Evermore is fall to me.
The only thing about Folklore, I have a hard time placing Folklore simply because of August, the song August.
Okay.
So and
that
it,
makes
the fact
sense.
That it came out in the summertime. I don't think of it as a summer album.
Yeah.
But I do think of it as like a warmer, sad album.
Okay.
If that
so
makes sense.
Is it more of a fall for you?
It might be a little more like Labor Day. Like
okay.
Labor Day time specifically.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas Evermore to me is like November. Like
yeah.
hard
yes.
November.
Totally same.
I would say
Red is like October.
October totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%.
I think 1989
is
summer.
1989 is summer, either summer or spring.
Yeah. Like it's just starting to get warm and you're like ah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like
yeah.
hype as fuck
yeah.
for it. I'm trying to think what would be more spring. Fearless, I feel, is like a spring.
Yeah, Fearless is a spring,
is like
I think.
Like,
Reputation?
Reputation might be like July for me. Like that
okay,
might be
yeah,
I was
thinking kind of summer because it is like a fun...
It's hardcore.
Hardcore
but then, you know,
dancing.
New Year's Day, which is tough.
Right, right.
So it's like, how do you place?
Because I was thinking winter, but like Reputation doesn't really give like winter...
No.
...in its sound. Like when
New
you
Year's
listen
Day,
to it, it's a bit more
it's
like dancey.
Bop, bop,
yeah,
bop.
Yeah.
Also, too, like getaway car, driving with the top down, like
yeah.
think of summer, like
yeah.
sunset and vine, drunk out,
maybe
on
like
the
a
town,
June,
like yeah, like a June, like big, right at the beginning,
right
before right. the 4th of July,
yeah.
when we have that week and nobody's doing any work, like that's
what about
reputation.
Lover?
Lover is hard,
like spring, I think
lover
maybe
is spring,
like
May.
May,
totally. We're so on the same page. We're so on the same page.
And then what about
others.
Speak Now?
Speak Now could sneakily be a winter,
dead
of
yeah,
winter
yeah,
kind of album.
Yeah, because like, it is kind of like angsty.
Totally.
Yeah,
words right out of my
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, we're thinking
angsty,
the same things.
Right. Like I'm thinking Better Than Revenge. I'm thinking
yeah.
Back to December. I'm
yeah,
thinking
Back
like
to December.
These,
duh.
Yeah,
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 yeah. Dear John.
Dear John. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a time where we're all sad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's between like January, February.
And Midnights.
Midnights. Midnights is kind
Midnights
of
Midnights is hard because to me it's just
fall-y
like
for me,
yeah fall. I think winter a little bit too.
Agreed.
Honestly, Midnights to me is just like any time like
yeah.
at night when you're like just brooding over something.
I so agree. It's
which
like,
I think happens more in the winter fall.
Completely agree. Midnights to me is like I'm in a dream state. Like this is it can it's perpetual. It's whenever.
Yeah.
Only thing about Midnights is maroon specifically makes me think of the fall.
Right,
I don't know
that
why,
makes sense.
But that makes me think of fall. Maybe because it's when it came out and I was listening to that nonstop. But
yeah,
I think that Midnights can apply around the clock.
Yeah,
who
agreed.
Else are we missing? Anybody?
I think that's everyone. Should we guess
oh,
for
debut?
Tortured Poets?
Oh
no,
debut?
We didn't do debut. Debut to
debut
me is summer.
Is summer.
Yeah,
too. Yeah, summer.
Yeah, like end of summer.
Get your cowgirl boots
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah,
kick it up down by the water
yeah,
with your
the
friends.
Windows down. Mm-hmm. You're like leaving the beach.
Curly hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Like sea salt spray.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A perm. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Everything's green. Don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah. What? You Tim McGraw's there. Yeah, yeah. Like, how do you get there? What the hell? Yeah.
Drew is looking at me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we guess what we think Tortured Poets season is going to be?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be... I think it's going to be like a mix of maybe like summer into fall.
I think so too.
You know, like it's... Maybe it's going to start off like...
Yeah.
At a good, like fun, light, and then it like slowly gets darker.
I'm with you. I think it could be that.
Because
I also
don't
think...
know this... I don't...
Yeah, we can't...
We don't know
no
the
idea
sound.
Why.
Yeah.
It could also be, and again, this might just be like the time of year that it's coming out, you know? Mm. It could also be like, it could be dead of winter, like January,
right,
February.
Right,
like it might
right.
be like deep depression time,
right.
which would be that time, which we said was also Speak Now-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Angsty vibes.
Right.
So very curious to see what it is. Oh
Me
my
too.
God, it's like so soon, you know?
It's so freaking soon.
Can't wait.
I know, I really can't wait. And I talked to Owen, and we should be totally fine with doing like a album first listen together.
Fabulous.
And posting it.
Oh
yeah.
My God, good. Oh yeah. Yes, so then let's do that.
It just won't be monetized, so it's not.
Which
a big
is
deal.
Fine. Whatever, yeah. Whatever. That's totally cool. Yeah. So then let's do.
So yeah, stay tuned for that. We're gonna do a midnight listen, me and Kel.
Yep.
And we're gonna record it and post Perfect. It. Yeah.
Should we just do? Should we do the whole thing in my house?
Yeah,
like,
for
let's
sure.
Let's do the whole thing in my apartment. That'll be so great. We'll
yeah,
have,
I'll
like,
just bring one of these cameras with us.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yay!
I know, me too. Me
Everyone,
too.
Make sure your calendars are set. April 19th.
Yes.
Just in case. Oh my God, big night. And wow, fabulous. Excellent.
Thank you guys again for calling in. Seriously.
Yes. Thank everyone.
It makes my day to see how much you guys love this show and listening and mm-hmm. listening to us and getting to do this with Kelly is so fun. So like,
it's fantastic. Yeah. Huge shout out to Gia also for all the editing, all the social, everything. Gia makes this ship run. I just show up. And so it's fantastic. Like,
it's an honor.
It's been so fun. And I love that we're doing it. Love
Me
that we keep doing it. If you still like it, if you want to, you know, keep following along, subscribe everywhere, mm-hmm. follow us everywhere. Taylor Watch on all socials.
Yeah.
If you want to call in for these episodes, we do them on Thursdays as you, you know, if you're a listener, you know. If you're new, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Thursdays, we do. You can either leave a voicemail. The number is 347-450-0723. You can also text that number.
Yep.
And you can just DM us on the Taylor Watch Instagram, which is at taylor.watch.
Yep, yep, yep.
And that's about it. So
Slay.
We'll see you guys next week after the first set of Singapore shows.
Yay, so exciting.
And we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah. All Love right. you guys.
See you later.